You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Words that trip you up. Well, I found mine already in this program. John, you rock, says Anne, but you mispronounced the LIBOR rate. I was saying LIBOR. It's the LIBOR rate. Thanks, Christy. You could have helped me out with that there.
I didn't want to embarrass you.
You didn't want to embarrass me. Well, now I'm even more embarrassed. Krista Freeland is managing editor of the Financial Times. She's with us. And of course, it's Friday. It's movie day. There are movies coming this weekend. We want you to go see them. We want you to review them for us. But we're going to review the big movies this weekend. And of course, because we are a public service program and we don't want you to have to wade through all of the trailers that are out there, we present you the mashed up Mother of all trailers.
After years of living in the city, I assumed that if my friends and I ever got our fairy tale endings, that would be the end of the story. But real life always has a twist.
There's someone out there.
Life doesn't always turn out to be your fantasy. Cinderella and the Prince lived happily ever after.
That, of course, is Sex and the City, the big movie being released this week, meeting, literally, The Strangers, which is also being released. It's a Liv Tyler, Scott Speedman movie. It's a romantic getaway that turns into a violent horror nightmare. Couldn't be more different than Sex and the City. Joining us now is Georgette Blau, owner of On Location Tours, the company that gives Sex and the City bus tours here in New York City. That's got to be a pretty successful business these days.
Oh, yes. We're very, very, very busy nowadays.
So I suspect the bar is pretty high. You've seen Sex and the City. If you run the Sex and the City tours, if they get anything wrong, you're going to find it. What did you think of the movie?
Oh, absolutely. I loved the movie, actually. I was nervous initially about the transition from the television series to movie, and I thought it was great.
Now, what would the issue be with the transition? That they would want to put special effects in, you know, shoes that like have rays that come out of them or something, or giant lizards? What do you think was the transition problem?
You know, I just thought movie going to TV or TV show going into movie normally doesn't make a good transition, but this was great.
How many times have you seen Sex and the City?
I promise you I only saw the movie once. But as far as the series, or?
This weekend, are you likely to see The Stranger, for instance? Or would you probably go to Sex and the City again if you were going to see another movie?
Yeah, probably just going to see Sex and the City again.
Krista, are you a fan of the series, Sex and the City?
I would say I'm ambivalent. Love the fantasy, hate some of the stereotypes.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of that way. We have kids, four kids, and I, you know, the kids in the city is sort of our life, and it sometimes doesn't mix with Sex in the City, but you might actually go see.
I understand that.
We don't need to discuss that anymore.
No.
But you might see the movie, right?
Maybe eventually once I've done all the cartoons, but I have to say the timing could be really good. The classic economist thought is that in a recession, lipstick, cigarettes, and liquor do really well. So maybe it's a good moment for us to watch an indulgent kind of film.
And your business is thriving, the on-location Sex and the City tours, right?
Yes, we do all kinds of movie tours, but this the Sex and the City tour right now is very, very busy.
All right, well, that's a rave, a two thumbs up or a two buses up
no,
from
Georgette. No, two Cosmo glasses up.
Two Cosmo glasses up.
Two Manolos up.
From Georgette Blau, owner of the On Location Tours, the company that gives the Sex and the City bus tours. And that's your movies for this week.